A bad economy means cheap computers. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Forecasters are expecting a bleak holiday shopping season for the PC industry, but that means very good prices for those who will be in the market for a new computer.
Well, what you have out there is a bunch of people who make and sell computers who are really scared.
Future Tense news analyst Dwight Silverman.
They're as afraid of the economy as you are. And as a result, they're going to be cutting prices even more than they normally would in order to move product, you know, at the holiday season. Normally, prices, you know, come down dramatically at this time of year, but it's going to be even more dramatic.
So what's the cheapest decent computer this year? What can I sort of get away with by way of price?
Right now, probably the lowest price you'll find for the minimum specs that I lay out is going to be around $400. That said, I have seen brand name systems selling for well under $300, and they're perfectly usable. You know, you wouldn't want to do much with them, particularly if they're running Windows Vista, but you will find that that you can do pretty well for under $300.
So what's changed recently when it comes to minimum specifications that you recommend for hardware? What are the trends in that regard?
As I have worked with review machines and, you know, my own computers over the last year and a half or so, 2 years since Windows Vista was released, I really am convinced that you just can't give it enough memory. Vista's recommended minimum memory is 1 gigabyte, and frankly, I really do think that for most folks that is not going to be enough, particularly on retail machines that come with a lot of things that run in the background. So I'm recommending for the first time that even budget buyers look for a system that has 2 gigabytes of memory.
Where are the best bargains on computers going to be this holiday season?
Actually, I think that, you know, for the most part, the retailers know that they're competing with online sellers. So you're generally not going to find a big spread online versus versus in stores. I kind of just tell people to shop where they are most comfortable. Some people, you know, actually want to lay hands on something. They want to see it before they buy it. One issue with buying a computer is that online is shipping. You know, during the holiday season, you'll find a lot of online retailers offering free shipping, but it's not always on PCs, which are pretty heavy and costly for them to ship. Or you may end up actually paying for that shipping cost kind of hidden in the price of the machine. So I don't necessarily think that buying online these days is always your best way to go. Also, you know, a lot of retailers are going to be really aggressive with ads. And if you can actually get into a store and buy one of the machines, say, that's advertised in the Sunday paper in the color circular, you know, you could actually do a lot better than you could online.
Future Tense news analyst Dwight Silverman is a columnist for the Houston Chronicle and a technology blogger. For Dwight's recommendations on PC buying, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.